Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School in La Mirada, and we're glad you've joined us here at Solid Ground. And all this week, Pastor Brian Parrish will be going verse by verse through Joshua chapter 3, beginning with verse 5, in a message entitled, Being Prepared for God's Work. So let's go to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
Please turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 3. This afternoon, I want to speak to you just from one verse, verse 5, and the title of the message is Being Prepared for God's Work. Let's read that verse, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. So then Joshua said to the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Now, the context here is that God's about to do a miracle. God's about to work something powerful and awesome that's going to strike wonder in the hearts of the people, where he's going to ask the priests to go out into the water, and as soon as their feet touch the Jordan River, it's going to part, and this whole nation's going to walk across on dry land. And they're going to know that the Lord's with them, that the Lord's leading them, that his power's among them, and he's going to go in and bring them victory in the land. And before that happens, he tells the people to get ready for that, to sanctify themselves. And it seems as you go through the Bible that when God's about to work or work through people, he asks them to get their life ready, to get their heart ready, to have a life of faith, a life of expectancy, a life of holiness, a life of yieldedness to what God's wanting to accomplish. And in that environment, God will work through those vessels. And I believe that God is faithful to begin to prepare you for that. And our response is not to provide the power for the miracle or even do the miracle itself. It's just for ours to get our life in a place that God could work through, that he could flow the fullness of his power through. And if we don't get ready, we don't yield to God that way or get our lives set apart, then we're not going to experience all that God is wanting to accomplish. So our role is to respond to what God's wanting to do and get our life set apart for his purpose and his purposes and his plans. And if we don't do that, then we will miss out on what God's wanting to accomplish. He'll find someone else or some other group to bring about his will. And today what I'd like to do is focus on verse 5 and then brought out from there and go into other passages of scripture, primarily in the New Testament, three specific ways in which we are to set our lives apart or to sanctify ourselves so that we can be those vessels that God would work through. But let's go back to Joshua 3 here. And verse 5, it says, And Joshua said to the people, Sanctify yourselves. Now, he doesn't say that God's going to sanctify them. He says, You sanctify yourselves. Now, this would be different than sanctification in the New Testament, which says we've been sanctified through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's something only God could do by his supernatural power. This is something different. And the word sanctify is really a simple term. It really means to set yourself apart for God's purposes. Set yourself apart for God's holy purposes. That is what we are required to do. Notice, sanctify yourselves. Get yourselves in a place, because God's about to work, that he could flow his power and his work through. It's something that we must actively participate in and do. And it's not a matter, again, of us providing the power for the miracle. It's us getting our life set apart for God's purposes. Turn with me into the New Testament, in the not the last book of the Bible, but the next to the last, the book of Jude. Jude tells these people something very similar. And Jude is writing to a church that evidently was under some attack doctrinally, and really the main thrust of the epistle is to get people to believe the truth and to avoid error. And he says, God's keeping you, God's preserving you, but that's what the Lord does. Our part is found in verse 20 and 21, where he says, But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God. That's our role, is to keep ourselves in the love of God. Keep ourselves in a place where the power of God's Spirit could work in his fullness. We don't make ourselves more lovable to God. He loves us. He loves us unconditionally. But we get our life in a place where the love of God could flow through our life, the power of God, and we're not quenching the work of the Holy Spirit. And one of the ways in Jude we do that, it says, by praying in the Holy Spirit, praying consistent with what the Holy Spirit would want. The Holy Spirit would call you to set your life apart. As you begin to pray and God's about to do a work, He's going to begin to speak to your heart and says, these areas have got to be made right. If I'm going to use you in this process, these areas need to be submitted to the work of the Holy Spirit and need to be yielded to God. And God is faithful. If He's about to work and He wants to use your life well in advance, usually not one day. Joshua says, tomorrow this is going to happen. Get ready. Usually it's a process. You have this sense, hey, God's calling me to a purpose. I don't know what it is exactly. And He starts saying, well, these areas, if you're going to fulfill these purposes, they have to get in line with the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit is going to direct you on how to pray over those areas of your life. And the Holy Spirit's going to convict you in these areas. And then you find yourself in a place, you're a vessel for honor, as the New Testament would say, that is useful for God, an individual that God could use. And there's not going to be anything hindering the work of God because of your actions or because of an attitude in your heart or some sin that's there that God's trying to root out. So our role is to get ourselves in a place where God could use us. We're set apart for His purposes and His plans. If we don't do that, we are the ones going to miss out on the work that God wants to accomplish. And we've seen, as I've taught you before, with especially as an example of the life of Saul, that God's using us is conditional. We need to have a life that's set apart or He will not use us. He doesn't want to use a dirty vessel. He wants to use a clean one. With Saul, God told him, and these are scary words, He says to him, Saul, I would have established your family, your descendants, on the throne forever. Think of that privilege. God chose Saul and said, through your family line, this is where the kings are going to come from. But that's been taken from you, and it's been given to another. I found a man after my own heart, David. So, in God using our life for His purposes and plan, there's conditions. Our job, our responsibility, if we want to continue to be used by the Lord to the greatest degree, is we need to keep ourselves in the love of God. We need to set our lives apart for His purposes and His plans, or we'll experience a diminished effect of the work that God's wanting to accomplish. We could mess it up. So the Lord would prepare us. He'd say, get ready. I'm about to use your life. And I'm sure that many of you have experienced that. That there's just this sense God wants to use me, and you start drawing after Him and praying in the Word and start saying no to certain things of the flesh, and then that work comes about. You need to be ready for that. Go back to Joshua, please. Because here's what the Lord is wanting to do. It says, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. The Bible speaks of the New Testament of signs and wonders. When the Lord did a miracle, it was a sign to prove that He was God manifest in the flesh, that He was man's only hope of salvation. But the effect upon people, it was to bring wonder in their heart, an awe, a sense of awe, being overwhelmed, like, look what has just happened. And so when the Lord raised people from the dead or healed someone that was blind from birth, people just kind of stood back and they didn't have any words to communicate just how incredible what they had just witnessed. That's what God's wanting to do. And He says, here's what I want to do and here's your role. I'll do the wonders. I'll do the miracles. You get your life set apart so I could work through. And this is one thing that I know, that when I die, when I have my last breath, I want to be able to look back over my life and I want to be able to say, what God has done has brought wonder and awe to my heart that He would use me and this congregation and our ministry to such a point it's beyond my ability that I thought He would do these things. That's the state in which I want to die in. I know if that's going to happen, I need to have my life set apart for His purposes and His plans. And I could say right now, I could look back and say, I've seen God do some wonderful things, but I haven't been able to say, I've just been just overwhelmed. That's what I want to see the Lord do. I'm going to do everything in my power, everything I possibly can to keep myself in that place, to be open if God chooses to work in such a way that I could participate in that and not be disqualified. I have in my heart, I believe that's what the Lord's wanting to do. I mean, He does want to work wonder among us, where we sit back and our mouth drops because we're overwhelmed at the power of God and His goodness and what He's accomplished. Our role as a congregation, as individuals, is to set our life apart if we want to experience that. And if we do, and God's purposes are to bring those things about, we'll be right there. We'll be keeping ourselves in the love of God, seeing His work accomplished among us in its fullness, in its entirety. That's what I desire to see.